text is taken on its own until it's taken in the light of other texts which are clear, which are mahkam, and then the meaning of the unclear is clarified. Who can remember what was described by Shaykh al-Fawzan and is also clear from the ayah? What is the way of those who are rasikhuna fil ilm, those who are firmly grounded in knowledge? What is their way with regard to these two types of ayah? That they believe in the wording and the meaning of the ayahs which are clear, which are mahkam, and those which are mutashabih, they refer them back. Those ayahs which are not immediately clear, they refer them back to the muhkam ayahs, the ayahs which are clear and decisive, and therefore derive the correct meaning of the mutashabih. And who can remember the way that was described as the way of the people of deviation, the people of zayyir in that regard? But what do they do? What is their characteristic sign? They take hold of the mutashabih, they leave aside the muhkam, which is clear, they leave it aside, and they take hold of the mutashabih, that whose meaning is not clear. And they don't refer it back to the ayahs which will clarify the desired meaning. Shaykh al-Fawzan then went into a discussion on the meaning of ta'wil, that ta'wil has different meanings. Who can remember the two types of meaning that Shaykh al-Fawzan mentioned are confirmed in text? Who can remember the first one of the two types? The first, obviously all of this being the explanation of the ayah from Surah Ali Imran, the third surah, the seventh ayah, where ta'wil is mentioned. So he mentioned the first meaning of ta'wil, which is tafsir, explanation and clarification of the correct meaning. So this is confirmed in text with this meaning, that ta'wil has this meaning. And he mentioned this was the usage of, amongst others, Imam Ibn Jarir al-Tabari in his famous tafsir. When it comes to explain an ayah, he'll say the ta'wil of this ayah, meaning the tafsir of the ayah, the explanation of the meaning of the ayah, is such and such. Who can remember, and who, as another question then, who knows the ta'wil of the ayahs with that meaning? That Allah, the Most High, knows the ta'wil, and those firmly grounded in knowledge know, meaning the correct meaning of those of the ayahs. Who can remember the second type of ta'wil that he mentioned, the second correct type of ta'wil? Ta'wil with the second correct meaning that occurs in text, meaning the final outcome, the final outcome of the affairs, the full reality and the final outcome that the affairs will end up upon. For example, what will actually occur on Yawm al-Qiyamah and the full realities of it, and so on. And he gave a number of evidences from that, for that meaning of ta'wil, the ayahs from Surah Yusuf and other ayahs to prove that. And then he mentioned a newly invented meaning for ta'wil that people have newly invented, which is a meaning that does not occur with that meaning in the Book and the Sunnah. It's a newly invented meaning. What was this third and introduced and innovated meaning of ta'wil which people use? Meaning, the newly invented meaning of ta'wil that they brought about, that taking the wording of a text away from what's apparent from it to another meaning because of something in the context which they claim necessitates that. and made clear this is something, it's a newly introduced name of Ta'wil, new sense of Ta'wil. Then he moves on, and to continue, and we reached on page 43 of the version which most of us have got hold of, and just read the small paragraph that we ended on last time. The Sheikh Fawzan said, so this is still explaining the text that we had last time, and still on the topic of this innovative ta'wil and those who take hold of the mutashabih and the like. So he said, أَمَّا أَهْلُ الزَّيْغِ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغِ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَأْخُذُونَ بِالْمُتَشَابِهِ وَلَا يَرُدُّونَهُ إِلَى الْمُحْكَمِ. He said, and as for the people of deviation, those who have deviation in their hearts, then they take hold of the mutashabih. They take hold of those texts which are unclear when taken alone, and they do not refer it back to the muhkam, to that which is clear. So they take hold of that which is unclear and leave aside that which is clear. And they say, we are using the Qur'an as proof. And then he begins to give some examples from the deviant sects, of the deviant sects doing this. So he begins with the Khawarij. He said, so the Khawarij say, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ فَإِنَّ لَهُ نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. Surah Al-Jinn, the 72nd Surah, Ayah 23, with the explanation, with the rough explanation, and whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger, then for him will be the fire of hell. They will remain forever in it. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so they say, in the Khawarij, they take this ayah and they say, this ayah proves that the sinful person is a kafir, is an unbeliever, and that he will remain forever in the hellfire. And they do not refer this ayah back to his saying, He the Most High, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Surah An-Nisa, the 4th Surah, Ayah 48. For the explanation, Allah does not forgive that shirk be committed along with him, and He forgives whatever is lesser than that to whomever He wishes. He said, and to his saying, He the Most High, إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ نُكَفِّرَ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَنُدْخِلُكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا. Surah An-Nisa, the 4th Surah, Ayah 31, with the explanation, if you avoid the major sins that you have been forbidden from, then we will wipe away from you your evil deeds and enter you in an honorable manner into paradise. He said, and likewise they take hold, in the Khawarij, they take hold of the saying of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَا تَرْجِئُوا بَعْدِي كُفَّارًا يَضْرِبُ بَعْضُكُمْ رِقَابَ بَعْضُ. Do not turn back after me as unbelievers striking the necks of each other. In a footnote they mention, this is a hadith reported by al-Bukhari as hadith 4406 and by Muslim as likewise, from a hadith of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So they take hold of this ayah, or they take hold of this the ayah, and they take hold of this hadith. He said, and to his saying, they don't refer it back, to his saying, He the Most High, وَإِنْ طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اَقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا فَإِنْ بَغَتْ. To the end of the ayah, to his saying, he the Most High, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا. Brother just pointed out, I missed what an ayah that Shaykh has mentioned in the explanation. Jazakallah khair. The after hadith, Shaykh al-Fawzan said, the hadith reported by Bukhari Muslim, he said, and they take hold of his saying, he the Most High, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Surah An-Nisa, the fourth surah, ayah 93, with the explanation, and whoever kills a believer deliberately, then his recompense will be hellfire, remaining in it. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so therefore, again, all this referring to the Khawarij, so they declare the murderer to be an unbeliever, a kafir, and they do not refer back to his saying, he the Most High, وَإِنْ طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اَقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا فَإِنْ بَغَتْ. The ayah, until his saying, he the Most High, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Surah Al-Hujurat, the 49th surah, ayahs 9 to 10, with the explanation. And if two groups of the believers fight each other, two groups of the believers fight against each other, then make peace between them. And then if one of them transgresses against the other, the ayah continues until he's saying he the Most High, with the explanation, the believers are but brothers, so make peace between your brothers. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so he called them mu'mineen. He the Most High called them believers, and they are fighting each other. And he commanded making peace between them. And he declared them to be brothers, despite the fact that they are fighting each other. So this shows that the killer does not become an unbeliever. The killer does not become a kafir. He said, and when he mentioned al-qisas, retribution, he said, فَمَنْ عُفِيَ لَهُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. Surah Al-Baqarah, the second surah, ayah 178, with the explanation, so whoever is pardoned a part of the blood money due for his brother. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, regarding his brother, I mean the one who was murdered, the one he has murdered. So the man who has been murdered is described as a brother of the murderer. So this shows that the murderer does not become an unbeliever, and that he is a brother to the one killed through Iman. He is still a brother to him in Iman. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. Same ayah that came before, that indeed the believers are but brothers. So he mentioned some of the ayahs and the hadith which the Khawarij used, and some of the ayahs which they should refer them back to clarify their meaning. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so the people of deviation, they take hold of one part of the evidences, that which is unclear. They take hold of one part, that which is unclear, that which is mutashabih, from the Qur'an and the Sunnah. And they leave aside the other part, which will clarify it and explain it, seeking by that to cause fitna, seeking by that to cause discord or trouble, in order to turn the people away from the truth, and to cause the people to doubt about the religion. And they say, we are using the Qur'an and the Sunnah, and they say we are using the Qur'an as proof, and we are using the Ahadith as proof. But what is correct is that they are not using as proof the Qur'an nor the Ahadith. Because this, I mean what they do, this is not a correct way of using evidence. Rather, it is cutting off some of the texts from the rest. لَيْسَ اسْتِلَّالًا صَحِيحًا. And there's some printing errors in this sentence here. It should be لَيْسَ اسْتِلَّالًا صَحِيحًا. It is not a correct way of using evidence. Rather, it is a false and futile manner of seeking to use evidence. I mean, they take a text where the meaning is not clear, and they grab hold of it, and they leave aside any text that will clarify it. He said, just as He, the Most High, said, وَيَقْطَعُونَنَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلُ. Surah Al-Baqarah, the second surah, ayah 27, with the explanation, they cut off that which Allah has commanded should be joined. Shaykh said, so proofs are to be referred back to each other. And parts of the Book of Allah are not to be struck against other parts. And the speech of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, its parts are not to be struck against and used to oppose other parts. Rather, each part is referred back to the rest and explained with the rest. And therefore, the rasikhuna fil ilm, those firmly grounded in knowledge, say, آمَنَّا بِهِ كُلٌّ مِّنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا. The same ayah as before, Surah Ali Imran, the third surah, ayah 7. With the explanation, those firmly grounded in knowledge say, we have iman in all of it. All of it is from our Lord. Meaning, the Shaykh said, the muhkam and the mutashabih. Those ayahs which are clear on their own, and those which are clear when taken in the light of others. Then he said, so since all of it is from our Lord, therefore some parts of it explain others. And the speech of Allah, the Majestic and Most High, is not self-contradictory. Just as He, the Most High, said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Surah An-Nisa, 4th Surah, Ayah 82, with the explanation, will they not reflect upon the Qur'an? And if it had come from someone other than Allah, then they would have found a great deal of contradiction in it. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so the speech of Allah does not contain disagreement, and it does not contain contradiction. However, it requires iman, true faith, and it requires deeply rooted knowledge of the ways of applying evidence, and of how to derive evidence from the texts. It requires clear insight and deeply rooted knowledge, so that the mujtahid will know that. And the person who derives rulings from texts, the mujtahid, that's what it requires for him. So, and he is the one who will know that, he said. And therefore they mention, of course meaning people of knowledge, they mention as a condition for the mujtahid, for the person, the scholar who has the right to derive rulings from texts, they mention as conditions for the mujtahid that he should be a scholar of the Book of Allah and of the Sunnah of Allah's Messenger, and that he should know the nasikh and the mansukh, those texts which abrogate and the ones which are abrogated, and that he should know the mutlaq and muqayyim, the unrestricted and the restricted, the restricting, and the mujmal, that which is left general. He needs to know that which is left general and that which clarifies. المحكم المتشابه. He needs to know that which is clear on its own and that which is unclear until it's taken in the light of other texts. It is obligatory upon him to know these matters. Otherwise, it is not correct for him to perform ijtihad, to extract rulings from texts, and to speak about the matters of knowledge until he knows these matters, in order that he does not fall into that which the people of deviation fell into. And then, to continue with the next statement of the Imam Ibn Qudamah al-Maqdisi rahimahullah, then he said, وَقَالَ فِي ذَمِّي مُبْتَذِرْ تَأْوِيلِ وَقَالَ فِي ذَمِّي مُبْتَذِرْ تَأْوِيلِ لِمُتَشَابِهِ تَنْزِيلِهِ فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله فجعل ابتغاء التأويل علامة على الزيغ. He said رحمه الله, and he said, Allah the Most High, and he said, dispraising those who seek to interpret that which is mutashabih, that whose meaning is not clear when taken alone from his revelation, that he said, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ ابْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ وَابْتِغَاءَ تَأْوِيلِهِ وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Same ayah from Surah Al-Imran, 3rd Surah, ayah 7, with the explanation. So as for those who have deviation in their hearts, then they follow that which is unclear from it, seeking fitna, seeking discord, and seeking to misinterpret it. And no one knows its true explanation except Allah. The part of the ayah. The Imam continued, so he declared seeking to interpret it to be a sign of deviation. Shaykh al-Fawzan explained this by saying, seeking to interpret the mutashabih, seeking to interpret that which is not immediately clear, without referring it back to the muhkam, without referring it back to that which is clear and decisive. This is a sign of deviation. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ. I with the explanation, so as for those who have deviation in their hearts, Shaykh al-Fawzan said, meaning inhiraf, deviation. And زَيْغ means deviation, away from the truth. فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ. With the explanation, then they follow that which is unclear from it. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, they take hold of one part only from the evidences, and they leave aside the other part. ابْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ وَابْتِغَاءَ تَأْوِيلِ. Seeking discord and seeking to misinterpret it. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, explaining this part of the ayah, seeking awareness of its interpretation, meaning its explanation upon the first meaning, I mean the ta'wil, that they're seeking ta'wil, in the first, if what is meant here is the first meaning of ta'wil, meaning they're seeking to explain it, seeking to give tafsir, explanation of it, or that which is its final outcome in future, which is the second meaning. Whichever path that these people of deviation are doing, whichever ta'wil, whichever meaning of ta'wil they're seeking to attain, either the first or the second, he said, and both of these are futile, Whether it is that they are seeking the explanation, which is explanation of the meaning, because the meaning will not become clear except by referring it back to the muhkam, by referring it back to that which is clear and decisive. Or with the second meaning, which is seeking awareness of the full reality and the final outcome which something will go back to, then this they cannot reach. They cannot reach this. So the first, the explanation of a text, the ta'wil of a text with meaning explanation of it. This is known by Allah and those firmly grounded in knowledge. And as for the second, the future and final outcome of the affairs, that is not known except to Allah, the Perfect and Most High. So it is the same whether they desire this or that. They are people of deviation. As long as they are taking some of the texts and leaving aside others. They take whatever suits them and leave aside whatever does not suit them, and whatever runs contrary to their desires, then they are people of deviation. They desire fitna, they desire to put the people to trial and to turn the people away from the religion. And they desire to cause doubts with regard to the speech of Allah and the speech of His Messenger, with the argument that they are using the Qur'an or the Sunnah as evidence, because they are taking one part of the two of them and leaving the rest, leaving the other part. And this is not a correct manner of taking evidence from the Book of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. Rather, it is just presenting a false picture to the people. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ مُتَشَابِهَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ سَمَّ اللَّهُ فَاحْذَرُوهُمْ. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you see those who follow that which is unclear, the mutashabih, then they are the ones whom Allah named, so beware of them. In a footnote they mention, this hadith is reported by Al-Bukhari as hadith 4547 and by Muslim and Abu Dawood from a hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha. The Shaykh said, meaning they are the ones who are named by Allah in this ayah. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ فَيَأْتَبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ ابْتِغَاءِ الْفِتْنَةِ. With the explanation, so as for those who have deviation in their hearts, then they follow that which is unclear on its own, seeking discord. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so beware of them, and do not accept, or beware of them, do not accept their speech, or let them promote their speech to you, because it is false and futile. Batil. Those who follow this path, they take that which is mutashabih, the meaning is not immediately clear, needs to be referred back to the muhkam, that which is clear, but they don't refer it back. They keep it on its own, and they try and promote it with their false understanding. Then the Shaykh said, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us against this type of the people, and they are pretenders to knowledge. Those who do not actually have any level of knowledge which has enabled them to speak concerning knowledge. Or they have knowledge, however they are desiring to mislead the people and to divert them away from the truth. So they are between one of two affairs. Either they are ignorant people entering into something which they are incapable of doing correctly, or Otherwise, they are misguided people, desiring to strike some of the speech of Allah and the speech of His Messenger against the rest. So they are people of deviation, whichever is the case. And we ask Allah for afiyah, safety and security. Amen. Whether they desire this deviation or do not desire it. Whichever of these two paths it is, whether just people are ignorantly doing this, or whether people do it deliberately to misguide the Muslim nation, then in either case they are people of zayr, deviation. Then he said, so it is not correct for anyone to speak with regard to the speech of Allah and the speech of His Messenger unless he has a degree of knowledge which renders him capable to be from those firmly grounded in knowledge. Those who are firmly grounded in their knowledge, and al-rusukh, being firmly grounded, it means al-thubut, firmness, meaning their feet and their hearts are firm with beneficial knowledge. And they are the ones who have the right to speak. And this applies to the ulama of the Salaf, this applies to the scholars of the pious predecessors, and to those who follow them and follow their sayings from the scholars of the later generations. They are the ones firmly grounded in knowledge. And then the Imam Ibn Qudamah continues, وَقَرَنَهُ بِابْتِغَاءِ الْفِتْنَةِ فِي الذَّمِّ ثُمَّ حَجَبَهُمْ عَمَّا أَمَّلُوهُ وَقَطَعَ أَطْمَاعَهُمْ عَمَّا قَصَدُوهُ بِقَوْلِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَعْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. With the explanation that Ibn Qudamah rahimahullah said, and he joined it along with seeking after discord, fitna, with regard to dispraise. He joined in dispraise along with it, seeking after discord. Then he barred them from that which they hoped for, and cut off their aspirations for that which they intended, with his saying, he the one free of all imperfections, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَعْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. The same ayah 7 from Surah Ali Imran, with the explanation, and no one knows its explanation except Allah. Shaykh al-Fawzan said in explanation of this, he, the one free of all imperfections, made clear that they cannot reach that which they desire, since he said, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَعْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ. Surah Ali Imran, the third surah, ayah 7, with explanation, and no one knows its explanation except Allah and those firmly grounded in knowledge. The Shaykh said, so as for those people, I mean those people of deviation, those who take hold of that which is mutashabih, not clear on its own, don't refer back to the muhkam, the clear. He says, as for those people, then they have not reached this level which they try to attain without having factors which could render them capable, and without having clear knowledge and insight. So the false claimant to knowledge can never be an alim, can never be a true scholar, no matter how much he tries. And even if he has a great deal of memorization and speech and writing and notes upon texts, he will never be an alim, he will never be a true scholar, this false pretendant to knowledge. The Shaykh said, and likewise the person of deviation and Allah's refuge is sought, the dal, al-munharif, the misguided, the deviated one, he will never be from the scholars who are firmly grounded in knowledge. Rather, he will be prevented from the light of knowledge and be prevented from the guidance of knowledge. Like the case of the Ahlul Kitab, like the case of the people of the book, because they have knowledge, however they are not firmly grounded in knowledge because they desire misguidance and they desire deviation and they desire to cause the people to have doubts with regard to the Book of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. Alhamdulillah wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. And just as a side point before any clarifications, the point where Shaykh al-Fawzan mentioned the first ayah which the Khawarij seek to use, just in case something, some false idea falls in someone's mind with regard to what they say, then the ayah from Surah al-Jinn, 72nd Surah, ayah 23, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ فَإِنَّهُ نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. And then of course the Shaykh al-Fawzan mentions this, these ayahs which are used should be taken in the light of the other clear ayahs, which make clear that Allah forgives all sins which are less than shirk. But also with regard to the explanation of this ayah, just in case someone understands something or misunderstands something, then this ayah from Surah al-Jinn, with regard to what the people of knowledge say about the explanation of this ayah, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولَهُ فَإِنَّ لَهُ نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. The ayah with the very rough explanation, whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger, then for him is the fire of hell, they will remain forever in it. Then the great explainer of the Qur'an, Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, this is all just extra side point extra to the lesson. Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, he said about the meaning of this ayah, that وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ, whoever disobeys Allah with regard to that which He has commanded him and forbidden him, and therefore denies the truth of the Messenger, and denies His messengership, then for him will be the fire of hell. He will burn in it. In other words, at Tabari, he takes hold of the context. If you really see the context of the ayah, and the ayahs which come before, is with regard to the messengership of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the truth of it, and what the people of shirk, how the people of shirk rejected that. So Tabari explains the ayah in that way. Whoever disobeys Allah in that sense, and then denies, along with that, denying the messenger, and denying the truthfulness of his messengership, then for him is that punishment. Likewise, with regard to the same ayah, Imam al-Baghawi said in his tafsir, وَلَمْ يُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger, وَلَمْ يُؤْمِنْ, and does not have iman, then for him will be the hellfire forever. Likewise, Imam al-Shawkani, he said in tafsir of the ayah, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, with the explanation, whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger, al-Shawkani said, with regard to the command for tawheed, with regard to the command to worship Allah alone, whoever disobeys that, because the context is in that regard. And then finally, Shaykh Abdul Rahman bin Nasir al-Sa'di, he said in tafsir of this ayah, what is meant here is al-ma'siyah al-kufriyah. What is meant here by sin is the sin of unbelief, as is restricted in many texts which are muhkama, which are decisive. And as for ma'siyah, as for just sin on its own, that does not necessitate remaining forever in the fire, as is proven by the ayahs of the Qur'an and the ahadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and as there is consensus ijma' upon from the salaf of the ummah and the imams of this ummah. والحمد لله وصلى الله على محمد. Any points of clarification? سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت.